Since natural gas was discovered on the North Slope, there's been talk of building a pipeline to get it to market. But where should that pipeline end? Today, Exxon, BP, ConocoPhillips, and TransCanada announced that Nikiski is their top choice for a stopping point. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reports.
Steve Butt, the project's senior manager, says the decision came down to some pretty simple questions.
Is it suitable for a site? Can you build it there and can you run it there? We thought that the Nikiski industrial area had the best possibility of success.
By choosing a spot on the Kenai Peninsula, the companies could build a pipeline that passes through the interior and south central and delivers natural gas to consumers along the way. There's access to a large population base that already has some experience with natural gas processing. And especially important, there's plenty of space to develop industrial facilities. About 500 acres of land are needed at the pipeline stopping point to build a processing plant and other infrastructure. Butt says that's the big reason Nikiski was chosen over Valdez. That even though Valdez already has a marine terminal, there might not be as much space to build a major LNG plant. So, Alaskans have been waiting for the development of a natural gas pipeline for years. Exactly how big of a deal is this announcement? Larry Persily is the federal coordinator for an Alaska natural gas pipeline, and he says it is an important development.
It's not the order for steel that Alaskans want. It's not the order for the ribbon, for the groundbreaking that Alaskans want. But it's significant. You had the four companies, the three North Slope producers in particular, agreeing on something. That's always news.
The governor, members of the congressional delegation, legislators from both parties have all issued celebratory press releases welcoming the decision. State lawmakers who have promoted the development of a separate, smaller gas line say this could even lead to a merger of the two projects. Persily says that makes sense, because the choice of Nikiski as an endpoint would seem to
eliminate the need for a small-volume state-supported line going same route, same direction, same customers.
So instead of something meant to primarily serve Alaska utilities, you would just have one single big line that would transfer billions of cubic feet of gas every day, mostly for export. It would stretch 800 miles, have five takeoff points, and cost at least $45 billion. And that price tag is still the big hurdle. Project manager Steve Butt says that just because they have an idea of where they want to end the gas line, the North Slope producers still need to be confident the line will be profitable before they start building anything.
Until you really understand that fiscal structure, it's like asking somebody to take out a 30-year mortgage on a home, but they don't know what the interest rate is. You know, we need to know those fundamental numbers so that as we move forward, everybody can have confidence that it makes sense.
That means expect a debate on how much we should tax natural gas. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.